Him singing is very beautiful.
哦，很多的诗歌都相当美啊。
And there are many beautiful hymns.
啊，希望我们这几天哈、哦、诗歌好好练啊，最好哈、哦、要结束之前能够把它录音下来，每一个人带一篇那个 CD 回去哈。哦
And we hope that everyone will practice the hymn singing so that before we conclude the seminar, we can make a CD of all of our singing and everyone can take
one. 很多的像这样的训练班，我们有两个星期啊，时间不算短嘛。
And we have these seminars and 2 weeks is actually not a short period of time.
我想我们应该可以做得到。
And I think this is something we can do.
我以前在台湾办那个大专班学生联会，一个礼拜七天啊。
And in Taiwan, we had a student spiritual convocation, and it was 7 days for 1 week.
然后我们在七天当中啊，我们可以办诗歌布道会。
And during those 7 days, we held hymnal evangelical services.
所以来就分组啦，有的发传单的，有的啊诗班的哦，大家都组织起来。然后来连续几个晚上诗歌布道会。
And so once they came, we actually split into different groups. Some people were in charge of handing out flyers, others.Group together to form choirs, and every night we had hymnal evangelical services.
啊，当然也有三地教会的诗班呐、啊，他们参与。
And we also had the choir from the Aborigines.
啊，尤其那个大合唱哦，一两百个人在上面大合唱哦，那个声音实在很感动人。
Especially when it's a group of a choir of 100 to 200 people, the sound of it really touches man.
我们这一次到那个爱丁堡，他们有联合的灵恩会。
This time when we were in Edinburgh, they had a combined spiritual convocation.
哦，啊，最后一天晚上是诗歌联谊。
And the very last night was the hymnal presentation.
哦，有六个诗班。
There were 6 choirs there.
那两个教会的成人啦、啊、儿童啦、啊、青年哈、哦，总共六个诗班。
So it was the 2 churches. They had the adult choir, the youth choir, and the children's choir.
啊，最后还有一个大合唱。
And at the very end, there was a whole choir all together.、
啊、台上台下大家都唱起来哦，啊那个，真是很动听。
Everyone sang whether they were on the stage or sitting down.
好像那个启示录里面呢、啊，讲到说啊，主耶稣的宝座设立了。
It's just like in the book of Revelations when it talks about the throne of God has been established.
四活物啊，二十四座长老就开始啊歌颂赞美。
And the 4 living creatures, the 24 elders, they all started singing and praising God.
然后所有的天使就赞美。
And then all the angels started praising God.
接下来是天上地上所有的万物啊，通通一起歌颂。
And finally at the end, it was all creatures in heaven and earth, they all sang praises in one accord.
哦，这个声音实在太美了哈。
And this sound is just definitely too beautiful.
帮我们这几天哦，诗歌好好练啊。
So we hope that everyone will pay attention to our hymn singing.
啊，我们刚刚谈到这个复活。
Just now we talked about resurrection.
啊，有很多人都问说啊，这个复活了以后怎么样？是不是啊，是带着灵体呢，还是带肉体呢？
A lot of people ask questions, after we resurrect, are we going to have the fleshly body or is it going to be a spiritual body?
主耶稣复活的情形是怎么样?
And what happens when Jesus resurrected?
他如果是带着灵体啊，怎么啊，他们在吃东西的时候啊，他也可以吃，啊，出来又怎么消化?
And if Jesus was in the spiritual body, then how come after he resurrected, he could still eat? And what happened to the food after he ate it?
啊，如果复活是肉体的话，他们怎么关着门呢？啊，他们就可以，耶稣可以进去呀，啊，站在他们中间。
But if Jesus carried a physical body, then how could he enter into the doors when they were shut?
啊，主耶稣复活了以后是应该是灵的体哈。
After Jesus resurrected, he should have had the spiritual body.
啊，因为这个灵体呀。啊，他要显现，有说，他就不受到这个时间空间的限制了。
And the spiritual body is not confined by the time and space.
我们将来复活就是跟耶稣复活的体呀、啊、相似。
And when we resurrect, we will also have a similar body to Jesus Christ.
所以在哥林多前书十五章啊，很清楚，哎，哥林多前书十五章很长哦，都是讲复活的道理。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 is a very long chapter and it talks all about resurrection.
他说如果没有复活啊，那我们信主就枉然了。
It says that if Jesus did not resurrect, if there is no resurrection, then it is in vain that we have believed.
但是耶稣因为他已经复活了。
But because Jesus already resurrected.
他显现给好多好多人看。
And he has manifested himself to many people.
保罗说他也亲自看到。
Paul said he himself has seen him.
有时候还显现一次给500人看。
And at one time he manifested himself to over 500 people.
保罗写信的时候还一大半的人都还在。
And as Paul was writing this letter, over half of these people were still there.
所以既然耶稣复活了，所以我们的信仰就不落空。
And because Jesus has resurrected, then our faith is not in vain.
至于复活了以后的体怎么样？
And as far as our body after resurrection,
他说所栽种的是那个籽粒，但是长出来就是形体。
It says that what we have buried is the seed, but what grows up is actually a body.
所以所栽种的是会朽坏的，但是复活的是不朽坏的。
It says what we have planted is something that is corruptible, but what grows out of it is incorruptible.
复活的是荣耀的身体。
And what resurrects is a glorious body.
所以我们将来就是像主耶稣复活一样。
So in the future, we will be like Jesus Christ after he resurrected.
他又说天上有不一样的光。
It also says that in heaven, there are many different lights.
复活得荣耀的人也是一样。
And it is the same for those who have resurrected.
有的人荣耀很大。
Some people will have greater glory.
我在想像保罗那个所得到的荣耀就相当大。
For example, I believe that Paul, when he resurrects, he will have a great glory.
因为他很忠心为主受了相当多苦。
Because he was very faithful and he suffered greatly for Christ.
我们如果能够像保罗一样，将来也是能够得到大荣耀。
And if we can be as Paul, then in the future we too will be glorified greatly.
我们来看约翰福音14章。
So to John chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这是第几个我是啦。
And this is the I am's.
第几个？第六个了。
What number are we on? This is the sixth one.
14章第6节。
Chapter 14, verse 6.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。”耶稣说他是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
因为主耶稣讲到说他要离开世界。Because
Jesus said he was leaving this earth.
所以 他要去预备地方，然后要接门徒到那里去。
He said that he was going there to prepare a place to be able to receive his disciples.
门徒就问他，你往哪里去？我们怎么晓得那一条路？
And the disciples asked, where are you going? How do we know the way?
耶稣说，我就是那一条路。
And Jesus said, I am the way.
所以耶稣是唯一通往天上的道路。
So Jesus Christ is the only way to heavenly kingdom.
所以在一章，福音一章的地方，主耶稣说，你们将来要看到，人主要有一个梯子通到天上去，天使要在这个梯子上面上去下来。
John chapter 1 tells us that there you will see the Son of Man as a ladder to heavenly kingdom, and the angels will descend and ascend from it.
耶稣说，他就是这个通往天上的梯子。
Jesus said that he is this ladder that goes to heavenly kingdom.
我们知道这个天梯就是在创世纪，雅各做梦所看到的。
We know that this ladder was in the dream of Jacob in Genesis.
因为哥哥要杀他，所以他要逃到舅舅的家。
Because his brother wanted to kill him, and so he ran away to his uncle's house.
一个人很孤单，走在很大的旷野当中。
So he was very lonely, he was walking in this big wilderness himself.
到了晚上，他就拿一个石头，当枕头就睡觉了。
And so at night he took a stone and as a pillow and slept.
本来他以为自己一个人很孤单的。
At first he thought that he was all by himself and he was very lonely.
那在梦中，梦到说有一个梯子从地上通到天上去。
In his dream he dreamt of a ladder that extended from this earth to heaven.
神就站在梯子的顶端。
He saw God standing at the top of the ladder.
神对他说，雅各，我是你的祖父亚伯拉罕的神，也是你父亲以撒的神。
And he said, and God spoke to him, saying that I am the God of Abraham and Isaac, your father.
我应许要把这一块地赐给你跟你的祖孙。
And I promise you that I will give you this piece of land to you and your descendants.
神应许说要跟他同在。
And God promised that he would be with him.
那这个雅各醒过来以后。
So after Jacob arose.
他说，原来神跟我同在，我都不知道。
He said that I did not even know that God was with me.
原来这个地方何等的可畏。
And how precious is this place?
所以这个地方可以把它称为神的殿，天的门。
And so I can call this place the house of God, the gate to heaven.
那这个神的殿啊，就是人亲近神啊，人找到神，人拜神的地方，就是神的殿。
The temple of God is a place where God, man has found God. Man can draw close to God.
那所以你找到了神的殿，因为你跟神相交了，你就找到了通天的门。
And because you have found the place to draw close to God, then you have found the gate to heavenly kingdom.
所以这个神的殿呢、啊，就当然预表耶稣基督啊。
And so the temple of God prefigures Jesus Christ.
耶稣说啊，你们把这个殿啊拆毁掉，我三天要把它建造起来。
Jesus said that you will destroy this temple, but I will rebuild it in 3 days.
法利赛人说啊，你怎么有办法？这盖46年才盖成的呢
？The Pharisees said that this temple was built in 46 years.
但是耶稣主的是他的身体。
But what Jesus was speaking about was his own body.
所以主耶稣复活了，以后门徒就了解了。
And so after Jesus resurrected, his disciples understood.
虽然他被杀，三天复活。
Even though he was killed, he was resurrected.
所以耶稣就是这个神的殿。
So Jesus Christ is the temple of God.
就通天的门。
He is the door to heavenly kingdom.
这神的教会也是神的殿呐。
His church is also the temple of God.
那是天上的耶路撒冷。
It is the heavenly Jerusalem.
永远不震动的国。
And it is an unshakable kingdom.
所以你来到真教会就找到了通天的门呐。
So when you come to the true church, you have found the gate to heaven.
啊，所以。因为这个教会就是耶稣的教会嘛。
Because this church is the church of Jesus.
那我们看回来说啊，耶稣说啊，他就是道路。
And here we come back to it. It says Jesus says that he is the way.
他就是通往天国的道路。
He is the way to heavenly kingdom.
啊，除他以外啊，你再找不到第二条得救的道路。
Aside from him, you cannot find a second path to heavenly kingdom.
因为天下人间啊，不再赐下别的名，让我们靠着得救。
Because under this earth, there is not another name that we can use to save ourselves.
所以在希伯来书十章十九节说啊，他为我们开了一条又真又活的得救的道路。
So in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19, it says that he has opened the true and living way for us.
啊，就是借着他的血所开的。
And this was opened through his precious blood.
啊，所以让我们可以直接来到施恩的宝座前。
So that we may come directly to the throne of mercy.
所以本来啊，幔子阻隔。所以人没有办法进到至圣所里面拜神。
Because at first there was a veil, and no one could enter into the holy of holies to worship God.
啊，耶稣我们死了以后啊，这个幔子裂开了，人直接来到施恩宝座前。
But after Jesus died for us, the veil was split into two, and we can come straight into the throne of mercy.
啊，我们看一下希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书四章的十四节哈。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14.
四章十四节到十六节
Chapter 4 verse 14 to 16
说我们有一位升至高天尊荣的大祭司啊，就是神的耶稣儿子耶稣，所以我们应当承认所持定所承认的道，十五节
15
因为我们的大祭司啊，并不是不能体恤我们的软弱，他也是凡事被受过试探与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，十六节
16
所以我们现在主管坦然无忌地来到施恩宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。所以因为他把这个施恩座的门啊，这条通路打开了。
Because Jesus Christ has opened the way of mercy.
所以我们可以坦然无忌地来到神的面前，向他祷告求恩啊。
So that we can come boldly in front of God to be able to pray for mercy.
啊，主耶稣为我们。开了这一条门，又真又活得救的道路。
And Jesus Christ has opened this way. It is true and it is living. It is the way of salvation.
那这个道路啊，另外一个意义就是方法了，出路了。
Another meaning of this a way is the method.
耶稣就是我们的出路。因为你没有耶稣啊，人生就绝望了，没有路可以走。
Jesus is our way because without Jesus, it is a dead end. There's no other way to go.
有了耶稣以后啊，他就为我们开了出路。
And when there is a way, when we have Jesus, then He has opened the way for us.
所以很多人在走投无路的时候啊，已经绝路了，但是他来信耶稣，耶稣又为他开出一条路来。
And a lot of people, they feel like they've come to the end of their lives. There's no other way to go, but they come to believe in Jesus, and there is a way that's open.
很多人是在绝望当中来信主啊。
Many people have come to believe in Jesus in their time of despair.
主耶稣的平安喜乐啊，无忌就临到。
And the peace, the joy, the blessings of Jesus Christ has come upon them.
所以让我们觉得说我们已经没有办法了，你尽管来到主的面前。
And it feels, it comes to the point where we know no other way and we come in front of God.
因为耶稣就是道路，就是方法。
Because Jesus is the way, He is the method.
耶稣就是你的出路，他会为你开出一条路来。
So He is your exit, He will open up a path for you.
所以在以赛亚书里面预言啊。
So in the book of Isaiah, it prophesies.
说神他要行一件新事。
It says that God will do a new thing.
他要在旷野当中开道路，在沙漠当中开江河。
He'll open up a pathway in the wilderness, and He will open up a river in the desert.
旷野啊，沙漠都是很荒凉的地方啊，所以那是没有人居住的地方，没有办法生存嘛。
The wilderness, the desert are all uninhibited places.
但是在旷野沙漠当中啊，神要开道路，开江河。
But it is in these places that God will open a pathway, God will open up a river.
人离开了神以后啊，人好像生活在旷野沙漠当中啊。
When man leaves God, it is as though he was living in the wilderness or a desert.
人生没有道路。
There is no way in their life.
他说耶稣啊，他就是我们的出路。
But Jesus Christ is our way.
所以他说啊，你劳苦担重担了，尽管来，我就让你们得安息。
So Jesus said that come you who are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest.
啊，像那个血肉妇人啊，患病12年啊。
Just like the woman who had the blood flow for 12 years.
她找过所有的医生了。
She had gone to all the doctors.
她的钱都花尽了。
She spent all her money.
她的病不但没有好，反而越来越严重了。
Her sickness was not only not healed, it was even worse.
对她来讲，已经没有路可以走了。
For her, there was no other path to go.
但是她听到说耶稣来了。
But when she heard that Jesus was here,
所以她就产生了信心。
And so she gained her strength. Her
她相信说，我摸到耶稣的衣服，我的病就会好。
She believed that if she just touched the garment of God, then she would be healed.
结果她一摸啊，她血肉的源头就堵住了。
And the moment that she touched Jesus, her blood flow stopped.
所以她就得到解救了，她得到出路了。
And so she found her way.
所以我们很多的困难啊，很多绝望的事情，但是耶稣就是你的道路。
So we have a lot of difficulties, we have many hopeless situations, but Jesus Christ is our pathway.
把你的所有的困难，凡事都可以带到主的面前，向他祷告。
And you can take all of your difficulties and pray to God.
他就会赐给我们意外的平安。
And He will give you this peace.
所以不必挂虑啊，应当凡事借着祷告告诉神。
So we do not need to worry, instead in all things, we just tell it to God in prayer.
那这样来讲说啊，耶稣是真理。
And the next it tells us that Jesus is the truth.
那真理是什么呢?
So what is the truth?
比拉多曾经问耶稣说，耶稣说，我就是真理，我为真理做见证的。
And one time Pilate asked Jesus, and Jesus said that I am the truth, and I bear testimony for the truth.
比拉多就问他说，真理是什么呢?
And Pilate asked him, what is the truth?
后来主耶稣没有回答他。
And Jesus did not answer him.
没有时间回答，他后来就被定了。
And because he didn't have time to answer, and later on he was crucified.
什么是真理?
What is the truth?
当然我们知道真理是绝对永远不改变的。
We know that the truth is absolute, it will never change.
真实的,不改变的是真理。
The truth is sincere and it will never change.
神就是真理。
God is truth.
因为神是真实的存在,不是人把它捏造出来的。
God is truth because He exists on His own. He was not created by man.
并且神是永远不改变的，所以他是一个绝对的存在者。
And God will never change, and so that is why He is the absolute truth.
我们看罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
罗马书3章第3节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 3.
即便有不信的，这有何妨呢？ 难道他们的不信就会掉神的信吗？ 第4节。
Verse 4.
断乎不能，不如说神是真实的，人都是虚妄的。如经上所记，你责备人的时候显为公义，被人议论的时候可以得胜。 这里讲到说神是真实的存在。
Here it says that God is true.
神把他的道啊，交托给以色列人来遵守。God
has given His laws to the Israelites for them to keep.
虽然以色列人不遵守神的道，是不是对神有妨害？And
so when the Israelites do not follow the commandments of God, is it a disbelief to God?
说不会因为人的不信啊，而来妨害到神。
But it says that God will not be made ineffective because of man's unbelief.
像一个人啊, 他眼睛看不见了,
For example, if a person cannot see with their eyes,
他看不到阳光,
he cannot see the light.
他说, 我不相信有太阳,
he says that I do not believe that there is a sun.
那会不会因为他不相信有太阳, 太阳就消失掉?
So is it because this person does not believe in the sun that the sun will disappear?
所以神他是存在的, 他有很大的权柄跟能力。
So God exists, he has great power.
啊, 不会因为人的不相信啊, 而影响到神的全能。
And so man's disbelief will not affect the power of God.
啊, 也不会因为人不相信啊, 神就消失掉了。
And also God will not disappear or disappear because man does not believe in him.
只有人不相信, 人就自己出归啊。
It's only when man, man does not believe, then it is man who loses out.
啊,这里讲到说啊, 神是真实的, 人都是虚谎的。
Here it says, let God be true, but every man a liar.
因为人, 当然人有时候讲话不实在了,
because man, when, sometimes when we speak, we don't speak the truth.
那这里讲到这个真实, 就是讲到真正真实的存在, 而是绝对不改变的, 永恒的存在。
Here when it says true, it means that this that God exists truly and he will never change.
因为我们人啊, 暂时存在啊, 我们过了几年以后啊, 你是不是还能够存在, 不知道。
Because we are here temporarily and after a few years we don't even know whether or not we will even
所以人都是改变啊, 一直在改变的。
So man is ever changing.
人讲的话也是一样。
And the same, likewise with the words
没有办法,
of man. The words of man will never stay forever.
啊, 但是神是真实的存在,
but God truly exists.
他是永远不改变的,
and he will never change.
所以他是绝对的,
and so he is the absolute.
所以神就是真理,
so God is true.
啊, 耶稣基督也是,
and so is Jesus Christ.
他过去, 现在, 未来啊, 永恒不改变的,
because yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus will never change.
所以耶稣就是真理, 啊, 也是真理的来源。
And so Jesus is the truth, and he is the origin of truth.
啊, 这个, 当然这个圣灵也是真理啦。
Of course, the Holy Spirit is also truth.
啊, 耶稣所讲的话就是真理。
And the words that Jesus speaks is truth.
所以这个真理啊, 能够让人得到成圣。
And it is through the truth that man can be victorious.
他说这真理将来, 将来要按照真理来审判人。
The man will be sanctified, and in the future we will be judged according to the
神的道就是真理。
The words of God is the truth.
啊,这个真理啊, 是安定在天啊, 直到永远的。
And this truth will last until the very end.
我们看 彼得前书第一章。
It's in 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书一章,
1 Peter chapter 1.
23节。
Verse 23.
一章23节,
chapter 1 verse 23.
你们蒙了重生啊, 不是由于能坏的种子, 乃是由于不能坏的种子, 是借着神活泼长存的道, 因为凡有血气的, 都如草, 它的美容好像草上的花, 草必枯干, 花必凋谢, 唯有主的道是永远长存的, 所传给你们的福音就是这个道。 所以耶稣基督本身就是道。
So Jesus Christ, he himself is the way.
啊, 道成了肉身, 来到世界上。
Jesus Christ is the word, and the word came into this earth.
所以耶稣说, 这个生命的道啊, 已经显明出来了。
And so John says that this word of life has already been manifested.
我们已经领受了, 而且是恩上加恩呢,
we have already received it and it's given to us grace upon grace.
所以我们已经听见了, 看见了, 我亲手摸到的。
So we have heard it, we have seen it, and we have touched it with our own hands.
我们把这个道传给你们, 让你们能够跟我们相交, 因为我们是跟神相交的。
And so we take this gospel, we preach it to you so that you may have fellowship with us as we have fellowship with God.
啊, 你们也可以跟神相交啊。
And so that you too may have fellowship with God.
所以耶稣基督本身就是道。
So Jesus Christ, he himself is the word.
啊, 他所讲的话也是道, 也是生命。
And the words that he speaks, they are life and they are spirit.
啊, 也是真理。
And they are truth.
啊, 所以所有血气的东西啊, 最后都是 像花草一样枯干凋谢。
And so all that with flesh and blood, in the end, it will just be like grass that
withers away. 但是真理是永远长存的。
But the truth will endure forever.
啊, 只有借着主的话, 主的道里面可以得到生命。
And it's only through the word of God, the life of God,
that we can receive life. And
this life will last everlasting.
所以耶稣说他是道路、真理跟生命。
So Jesus Christ said that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我们再看回来，约翰福音的十五章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 15.
这是最后一个了，第七个。
John chapter 15, this records the seventh I am.
15章的第一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。第二节。
Verse 2.
凡使我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。 主耶稣说啊，他是真的葡萄树。
Jesus Christ said, I am the true vine.
那这个真葡萄跟假葡萄啊，也葡萄就有分别。And
so there's a difference between the true vine and the false vine.
虽然也葡萄很多啊，真葡萄树就是一棵。And
there may be other wild vines, there may be many of them, but there's only one true vine.
一棵啊，真葡萄树。
There's only one true vine, and Jesus Christ is this one true vine.
说是天父啊，亲自栽培、造就、成长的。
And it says that it is the Heavenly Father who is the vine dresser who watches over and makes it grow.
所以我们就是这个葡萄树的枝子。
We are the branches of this true vine.
因为我们得到主的救恩啊，跟主就联署在一起了。
Because we have received the salvation of God, and so we have been grafted onto Him.
既然这是真葡萄树的枝子啊。 那就要吸收养分、水分，不断的结果子。And
because we are part of the true vine, then we must get our nutrients from it and also bear fruits.
因为是真的葡萄，是好的葡萄，所以要结好的果子。Because
it is the true vine, it is a good vine, and therefore it must bear good fruits.
因为你看果子就知道这一棵树好不好。Because
you can tell by the fruits whether or not the tree is good.
既然这个是好的葡萄树，就要有好的果子。
And because this is a true vine, then it needs to bear good fruits.
所以我们应当有敬虔的生活啦，好的品德啦。And
so we need to lead a godly life. We must have good characteristics.
也要有行善捐书的果子啦。We
must also bear the fruits of doing righteousness.
结出各样圣灵的果子，各样的工作的果子来。Must
bear the fruit of the Spirit. We must bear the fruit of works.
这个枝子如果不结果子的话，就要剪掉。And
if this branch does not bear fruits, then this branch must be cut away.
家属结果子了，说会把那个不好的枝条啊，就把它修剪了，让它能够结果子更多。It
says that every branch that does not bear fruit, then they will prune it and take care of it so that it may bear even more fruits.
那葡萄跟一般的植物不太一样哦。And
grapes are slightly different from other produce.
葡萄一年可以长好几次。Grapes
can grow many times a year.
所以它那个茎啊，很细呀，茎很细。
So even though the vines are very thin,
没有办法做什么用,
and they're actually not much use.
葡萄的功用啊，就是结葡萄。
The purpose of a vine is to bear grapes.
葡萄如果葡萄树不结果子的话，整个葡萄树都没有用。
And if a grapevine does not bear grapes, then it is pointless.
但是葡萄你把经常去修剪它的话，它真的会长得更多啊，结更多的果子。
And if you go and prune a grapevine, then it will grow actually more grapes and branches.
所以当一梯柱长完以后啊，你再把它修剪一下，它会再长。And
so after it has grown grapes, then you cut it off, and then it will start growing again.
所以说啊，这个要修剪呐，它就会结更多的果子。So
it says here that we must prune this tree so that it may bear more fruits.
当然，如果不结果子的那个枝条就把它剪掉了，就没有用了。So
any branch that does not bear any fruit, then we'll just cut it away and it will be useless.
我们要常常在连署在这个。 真葡萄树上啊，我们才能够结果子。So
we must always be connected to the true vine for us to bear fruits.
这样我们所祷告的、所祈求就能够得到。So
that all we pray for, all we ask, we will receive.
因为我们结很多果子，也能够让神得荣耀。And
because we bear many fruits, then God also will be glorified.
才能够做真正的主的门徒。Then
we can truly become the disciples of God.
所以耶稣说啊，他是真葡萄树。So
Jesus says that he is the true vine.
他特别强调他是真的，他不是野葡萄。He
emphasizes that he is a true vine, he is not a wild vine.
所以葡萄树虽然很多啊，要真的葡萄才能够结出好的果子来。And
so there may be many other vines, but it needs to go on the right one, the true one for it.
我们在教会称为真的教会啊。
So we call our church as the true church.
有的人说啊，你们怎么那么骄傲？人家都假的，只有你们是真的。
So a lot of people ask, how come you're so proud? You say only your church is the true one, everyone else is false.
所以因为是真的才宝贵啊。
And it is because we are the true that that's why we are precious.
旧约时代啊，神特别说啊，我就是真神。
In the Old Testament, God says, I am the true God.
耶稣说啊，我就是真葡萄，我就是真光，我就是真理。
And Jesus Christ says that I am the true vine, I am the true light, and I am the truth.
啊，既然神是真的，耶稣是真的。
And since God is true, then Jesus is also true.
主耶稣说，在我是真的，在你们也要真啊。
Jesus said that in me is truth, and in you needs also to be truth.
啊，所以我们的主是真的，我们是主的门徒，当然我们也要真啊。
And so if our God is true, we are the disciples of the true God, we too must be true.
所以主耶稣对门徒说，你们如果持守我的道，你们就真是我的门徒了。
So Jesus Christ says that if you will keep my commandments, then you will truly become my disciples.
他没有讲说，你们是我的门徒，说你们真是我的门徒。
He didn't say that you are going to be my disciples, he says you truly are my disciples.
我们教会这个名字啊，很奇妙。
The name of our church is very miraculous, very amazing.
有很多圣经里面的根据。
And there are many biblical references to it.
啊，耶稣保罗讲到哈，我们看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书三章二十三节啊。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 23.
三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。你们是基督。
You belong to Christ.
啊，基督是属神。
And Christ belongs to God.
好，我们是属基督的，基督是属。
And we are on the bottom. We belong to Christ, which is in the middle, and Christ belongs to God. And we are the church. And Christ is Jesus. And just now we said that God is true. And so whenever we say God, we are saying truth. And Jesus Christ also said that you are truly my disciples.You are truly my disciples.
在哥林多前书十一章啊。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
啊，说基督是众人的头，基督是众人的头。
It says that Christ is the head of man.
神又是基督的头。
And God is the head of Christ.
所以，如果从这样来讲啊。
So if we look at it this way.
基督是我们的头。
Jesus Christ is our head. He is the head of the church.And God is also the head of Christ.
所以很多圣经里面的道理啊，啊，都能够把这个教会的名字啊，为什么称真的是教会？这不是人起的，这是神主赐的了。
And so there are many truths in the Bible that can confirm the church, the name of our church, and this name was not made by man, but rather revealed by God.
啊，因为其实，在圣经里面啊，就很多很多的啊资料根据。
Because there's a lot of references that we can refer to in the Bible.
所以我刚刚讲说，在旧约时代，神说他是真的，为着要分别。
Just now, we said in the Old Testament, Jesus said that God said that He is true in order to distinguish.
耶稣也一直强调他是真的。
Jesus also emphasizes that He is the truth.
他说啊，你们要注意啊，因为有假基督、假先知出来了。
He says you have to be aware because there are false Christs.
因为有很多人传另外一个耶稣，那个不是真的耶稣。
Because many people have preached a different Christ, and that is not the true Christ.
啊，当然，这个教会在旧约的时候，真神跟假神要分别。
And of course, in the church, in the Old Testament, we need to distinguish between the true God.
耶稣要把他跟那个假的那个师傅啊分别出来，所以他强调他是真的。
And Jesus must also distinguish himself between the true and false teachers.
啊，因为这个教会是耶稣说这是他的教会。
And because Jesus says that this is his church.
啊，要让人能够进到这个教会里面来得救的。
And he needs man to go into this church to be saved.
所以他也要把属他的教会啊，把它分别出来。
And so he must also distinguish that church from all the other churches.
当然，属耶稣的教会就是真的教会。
Of course, the church that belongs to Jesus is the true church.
所以这个名字很宝贵啊。
So this name is very precious.
我们继续来看主耶稣的尊贵性。
Let us continue to look at the nobility of Jesus.
这个资料都是从希伯来书来。
And all of this comes from the book of Hebrews.
啊，这个希伯来书啊，就是把旧约跟新约啊，把它两个连串起来。
Hebrews is a book that connects the Old Testament to the New Testament.
为什么会写希伯来书？
And why was the book of Hebrews written?
因为当时有一些基督徒啊，啊，他们为了信耶稣以后，啊，有的受逼迫，有的被赶出会堂。
After some of the disciples were persecuted and they were cast out of the temple.
犹太人啊，他们都是信奉犹太教的。
And all the Jews, they believed in Judaism.
你现在为了信耶稣啊，被赶出会堂啊，你等于被整个社会把你隔绝掉。
Now that you believe in Christ, you have been cast out of the synagogues, and basically you have been cast out of society.
啊，所以当时他们受到逼迫啊，生活又很苦。
And so at that time they were persecuted, and their life was very bitter.
有的人就开始怀疑啊，我这样信耶稣对不对啊？
So some people started doubting whether or not it was right for them to believe in
Jesus. 啊，有的人又回到本来的犹太教去了。
And so a lot of people also returned back to their original belief.
所以希伯来书的作者啊，就告诉他们，你们已经得到这么大的救恩了，你不要在恩典上又堕落下去了。
And so the author of Hebrews says that you have already received such a great grace, you should not turn back from your ways.
其实耶稣的救恩啊，比旧约啊，犹太教所传的律法更宝贵。
Actually, the salvation in Jesus Christ is even better and even more precious than the laws of the Old Testament.
所以整个希伯来书的主题就是更美的救恩啊。
And so the theme of the book of Hebrews is a more beautiful salvation.
犹太人很看重天使。
And the Jews, emphasize quite a bit on angels.
所以希伯来书一开始就讲到说啊，神哪里对一个天使说你是我的儿子？
And so in the first beginning part of Hebrews, the author says, when did God say to an angel, you are my son?
说耶稣基督啊比天使更宝贵。
He says that Jesus Christ is even more precious than angels.
因为天使都是服役的灵。
Because angels are ministering spirits.
啊，在服侍神呐、啊，为承受救恩的人来效力的。
They go around ministering, helping to for those who are to receive salvation.
但是耶稣基督是神的独生子啊。
But Jesus Christ is God's son.
就是所有的天使，所有受造之物啊，都要来敬拜他，来服侍他的。
All angels, all created things, need to worship him.
所以耶稣基督啊，比天使更尊贵。
And so Jesus Christ is even more precious than angels.
因为他是独一的神啊，是神荣耀所发出的光辉，是神本体的真相。
It's because he is the only God, and he is the manifestation of the glory of God.
啊，他来到世界就拯救人类的罪啊，然后又回到天上，坐在神的至高者的右边。
So he came into this earth to complete the work of salvation, and he has returned back to sit at the right hand of God.
啊，所以希伯来书里面呢、啊。就很强调耶稣的尊贵，他的尊荣。
And so Hebrews emphasizes much on the nobility of Jesus Christ.
以色列人啊，很尊重摩西啊，认为是他们的民族救星。
And the Israelites they believe that Moses is the head of their race.
因为摩西把他们从埃及为奴之家救出来。
Because Moses was the one who took them out of the land of Egypt in slavery.
还要把他们带到这个迦南地啊，在那里独立建国。
And he was bringing them into the land of Canaan so that they may establish their own kingdom.
摩西传律法给他们。
Moses preached to them the laws.
但是希伯来书第三章里面讲到，耶稣基督啊比摩西更尊荣。
But in Hebrews chapter 3, it says that Christ is even more superior than Moses.
因为摩西是做仆人，在神的家里面做尽忠。
Because Moses was a faithful servant in the house of God.
但是耶稣基督本身啊，是神的儿子来住理神的家。
But Jesus Christ himself is the Son of God who came to live in God's house.
所以摩西是受造的。
And so Moses was created.
但是耶稣基督是造物主。
But Jesus Christ is the creator.
啊，所以这希伯来书第三章呢，就讲到，从两方面来看，耶稣比摩西更伟大。
So Hebrews chapter 3, it looks from two different aspects why Jesus Christ is even greater than Moses.
所以很多法利赛人说我们是摩西的门徒啊。
A lot of the Pharisees says that we are the disciples of Moses.
啊，他讥笑那个瞎子得医治的说你要去做他的门徒啊。
And they laugh at the blind man who was healed saying that will you become a
disciple of him? 但是耶稣基督啊比摩西更伟大。
But Jesus Christ was even more precious than Moses.
因为他是造物主。
Because he is the creator.
因为他是神的儿子来治理神的家。
Because he is the son of God who came to take care of the house of God.
啊，他不是带领我们进到属地的迦南，而是天上的迦南地。
And he is not here to guide us into our earthly house, but rather into the heavenly kingdom.
享受永远的安息。
So that we may receive eternal rest.
那再来第四章以后啊。
Chapter 4 onwards.
啊，到第七章啊，就讲到摩西比亚伦更尊荣。主耶稣比亚伦更尊荣。
Chapter 4 to verse, chapter 7 talks about how Jesus is even greater than Aaron.
啊，因为亚伦做大祭司啊，啊，大祭司的衣服很美啊。
Because Aaron was the high priest, and the garments of the high priest is very beautiful.
啊，非常尊荣。
And it is very noble.
唯有他一年一次可以进到住圣所里面的。
And he is the only one who can enter in the Holy of Holies once a year.
啊，所以大祭司啊是替人来办理属神的事情。
And so the high priest acts on the things of God on behalf of mankind.
但是亚伦做大祭司啊，因为亚伦啊是进到地上的住圣所。
But Aaron, when he was the high priest, he entered into the Holy of Holies on earth.
耶稣是进到天上的住圣所。
But Jesus Christ entered into the Holy of Holies in heaven.
地面上的大祭司啊，因为有死亡阻隔。
And in the high priest on earth has death.
所以这个任期要一直换。
And so this needs to be passed on from generation to generation.
但是耶稣是永远大祭司。
But Jesus Christ is the high priest forever.
所以地面上的祭司啊，要常常一直每天献祭。
So the high priest on this earth needs to sacrifice every day.
耶稣献祭主要一次。
Jesus Christ sacrificed one time.
就成了永远的赎罪。
And this has already become the redemption.
所以耶稣做大祭司的责任啊，比亚伦祖孙的大祭司啊更美。
And so the priesthood of Jesus Christ is even more beautiful than the priesthood of Aaron's descendants.
所以他献上更美的祭物啊，完成更美的约。
And so he has offered up a more beautiful sacrifice, and he has completed a more
beautiful covenant. 要带领我们进到更美的天上家乡。
And he will bring us to an even more beautiful homeland in heaven.
因为他给我们一条更美的新的得救的道路。
Because he has given us an even more beautiful way of salvation.
啊，所以在希伯来书里面呢、啊，就是谈到耶稣的尊荣。
And so the book of Hebrews talks about the nobility of Jesus Christ.
啊，他是更美的。救恩啊，他为我们完成更美的救恩。
And he has completed, fulfilled for us an even more beautiful salvation.
他是真正我们人类的救主。
And he truly is our Savior.